Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you?
Well, I found this number. I found this subtracted on my
hello?
my checking from you. I just wondered what this bill was. I'm Janet Hackinen. This was billed on 11/9.
May I have a zip code?
Pardon me?
May I have a zip code?
48047.
48047.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
May you repeat your last name for me?
Hackinen. H-A-K-K-I-N-E-N.
H-A-K-K-I-N.
E-N. I-N-E-N.
Could the account be under a different name?
No.
You said Janice, right?
Yeah, Janet.
Janet?
Janet. J-A-N-E-T-H-A-K-K-I-N-E-N.
Do you have a different last name you go by?
No, that's the only last name.
May you verify your address for security purposes?
Excuse me?
May you verify your address for security purposes?
35/9/17/24 Mile Road in New Baltimore.
And you don't have a different last name you go by?
Stewart. You see another.
Okay, we don't have a Janet Hackinen in our system.
Well, I've been billed by you for $67.32.
I understand, but without an account, we won't be able to assist you, ma'am. Are you sure there's any other last name you go by and a different address? We have a Janet, but not with that last name.
I wonder if you, yeah, I just moved from Baltimore, so would you have the address 40712 Suffield in Clinton Township?
No, ma'am. Give me a moment and let me let this account pull up. I'm going to see if I can match some other information with you, because it may be a fraudulent activity if you don't remember placing any orders.
Because I was billed twice by you.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Just give me a moment. Let the system pull up your account, okay?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to verify a couple things for me just to... See,
sure.
Would you mind verifying the email address?
Verify what?
Your email address.
Janet Hackinen 11@gmail.com.
Okay. And may I have the first six and the last four of your card number?
My card number?
Yes, ma'am. The first six and the last four.
6200. What is this company anyway? What do you sell?
I'm a third party for the Consumer Gadget Online Web Store. We service 100 different supplements and gadgets.
Gadgets?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I might understand if I knew the purchase.
So the thing is, I have an account with the first name, but not the last name you gave me. And then the email and the car number is not matching. So I'm thinking we don't have an account with your name.
Okay, so this might be fraud. I might have to just, put, you know.
And what's the last four of your car number again?
What number?
The last four of your car.
6200.
And the first six.
Well, I don't know if I want to tip you all that.
Okay, it's fine. I was just trying to see, was it under a different name in the system? But you can go ahead and file a dispute with your bank and claim it as fraud because we don't have an account with that name in our system.
Okay. I'll claim it. I'll go. Okay. Thank you for trying to help me.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great one.
Thank you.